10,311, Randall S. King, southwest of Road 92, 2,362 feet southeast of Road 375, being Lot 2, a variance from setback requirement for structures for keeping of horses.
Names and addresses.
Randall King, Frankfurt School Road, Frankfurt Dollar.
And do you both swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, folks.
Good evening, sir.
Basically, looking for a variance for our three pole barns, which are
run-in sheds
for horses.
Mm-hmm.
The two on the survey, number one and two, are about 140 feet from lot number one. I originally put them up not without a permit, not realizing. Somebody told me that being more than 10 acres, I was agricultural, and I did not need a permit for farm little running sheds of this such. Just the pole barn, there's no concrete on it. 4x4 poles holding up. They're about 10 by 20, each one of them. Number three, I started putting up, or actually I came in to get a permit for it. And in doing so, talking to Sherry Collins and permits, I decided to get permits for one and two, even though they're already there for 4 years, plus or minus. And it came up the pole barns or the running sheds had to be at least 200 feet from a property line if it was for horses. Like I said, the two run-ins, number one and two, on the right along our driveway, and on to the right of our driveway coming from County Road 92 is a tax ditch. It runs all the way down, separating our lot and lot three. So it goes through our lot. Number three is approximately 150 feet from the back of lot number three. To the back of our property, the Gum Farm, there it's actually farmland preservation, and there's hundreds of acres. And I showed that in a picture on the second page on the bottom. It just shows it just goes, a mile down the road across 1,000 feet to the Gum's house. That's about it. So, again, it was my mistake for listening to somebody about the first two, and then I came in to try and do the right thing, get the permits.
Okay, for the board's clarification, on number one, you need a 55-foot variance. Is that correct?
Correct.
Number two, which is indicated on the plot, you need a 60-foot variance, correct?
Yes.
And on number three, I think I figured that it's 70-foot variance.
In the back.
Okay. And that'll put you 200-foot
correct
requirement.
And now you know you need to have a permit.
when I came, after the first two were built, I came in for the permit for number three, and that's when, talking to Sherry, we decided to get the permits for all three of them.
So we paid for them, yes.
And you found out you were in violation then, right?
Having to get the variance and all that, so that's why we're here.
Always something.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
No.
Mr. Hudson?
The neighbors on lots one and three, I guess, aren't on either side of that. Do they have any problem with the current location of the structure?
I've never met the neighbor at lot number one. They've never built there yet. They own 10 acres. There's nothing there except farmland. And lot number three, I spoke to David Staley. He owns that. He was at my house. He's a carpenter who has been working on a new house, and he's fine with it.
He likes the horses out back.
Okay, hearing no opposition, entertain a motion.
No questions.
No, there are no further questions. Now I'd ask for them. You had no further questions? No, you had none. Do you have any further questions?
No, he doesn't have any questions.
That's what I asked. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I took a look at the property, and it looks like a proper place to have horses. No objection from the neighbors, so I'd like to move we approve application number 10311. I don't think it all presents a character to the neighborhood.
Can I have a second to that motion? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,311. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, folks.
Good night. Case number